5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Welcome, Varsity Primary kids. I'm so glad you're listening in today. To celebrate springtime and this crazy weather we're having, I have a few springtime jokes for you. Are you ready? What season is it best to go on a trampoline? Springtime. When do monkeys fall from the sky? During April showers. What falls but never gets hurt? The rain. Why did one bee tease the other bee? Because he was acting like a baby. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Announcements!
We have a few announcements for you and your parents this week. Number one, singing time will be held on Sunday, April 25th over Zoom at 11:45. Please watch for the link on the Facebook page. Number two, Activity Day Boys have their first Zoom activity on Wednesday, April 28th at 6 p.m. They will be needing their dad's help. And last, number three, if you haven't submitted a What's Your 100 goal to the stake, you have lots of time to do that. Check out the website at las100.ca for more information. Now we will hear Article of Faith number 4 by Miles Allen. We will have messages by X Atwood Many Bears and Marin Navratil. Then we will have our teacher time message by Brother Zach Rodenizer.
Okay, X, how do you show love to our family?
I help them and I love them.
We believe
that the first
to the first
principles
and ordinances
of the gospel.
After gospel,
our first faith in the Lord,
Jesus Christ,
second repentance,
third baptism,
by immersion,
for the remission
of sins,
fourth,
laying on of hands.
For the gift.
The Holy Ghost.
Hi, my name is Marin. One day I was going to ride the horse with my granddad. It was a cloudy day and we needed to hurry so we could go far for a ride before the storm came. But the storm came in the middle of our ride and we were not very prepared physically. We got soaked and had to go ride home quickly so the lightning wouldn't get us. I was a little afraid, but I said a prayer that we would make it home safe. I listened to my granddad as he quickly helped us get home. I felt prepared to ride my horse even though he was scared because I practiced a lot. I also felt peace that he would be okay. When I prayed to Heavenly Father, I learned that if we are prepared, then we won't be scared, and Heavenly Father can help us.
Get ready for teacher time!
everyone, I'm Brother Zach Rodenizer, and I'm one of the teachers from the CTR 7 Valley and 8 class. So first off, I want to say hello to Ellie, Sophia, Reese, Parks, and Brixton. Now, a lot of you might remember me. I used to work at Colbanks Elementary and Nicholas Sharon Elementary Schools. Yeah, I'm that guy. Anyway, I wanted to just introduce myself and let you know a little bit of what we've talked about in Come Follow Me over the last few weeks. First, we had Easter week, and so we learned a lot of really special things about the Easter season. We learned that Jesus died and that through him, death doesn't have to affect us as much as maybe it would if we didn't believe in him. I know this Easter's been really tough for me because someone really close to me actually just died, and it was really difficult. But because of what we believe in, and because of all the support from other people that also believe in it, it's helped me and my family realize that we will see our loved one again. So it can be a really special time of year regardless, but for me it was really special this time. Now the week after that, in Come Follow Me, we talked about being a missionary. Now, I was a missionary. I served a mission in Utah, and there I was actually called to speak Spanish. Now, you might be thinking, Spanish in Utah? Utah's in the United States of America. Well, there's a lot of Spanish people that moved there, and so I had to learn Spanish so that I could speak to them. So for all of you that are learning Spanish, I learned Español para predicar el Evangelio, which means to preach the gospel. And I'm so grateful for the time that I got to be able to serve people and teach people and learn Spanish doing so. When you do hard things with people that you love, for people that you love, you tend to grow a really special bond. And so in the lesson this week, I think that's one of the things that I was reminded of, is that when we serve each other, we get closer to each other. And so by serving our non-member friends, we can do missionary work. And not only do we help people become closer to Jesus Christ, we can help ourselves feel closer to them too and have better bonds and relationships. So anyways, that's what I've been thinking about. I hope you have a great week and I hope to see you soon. Stay safe. Love ya. Bye.
Did you know?
Okay, what's your name?
X, and I like to do monkey bars, and I like to play with my friends, and also ride my bike.
Oh, hi, my name is Miles. I like Spider-Man, because he shoots roads, and he goes in first field. And I like the Miles Morales one. And that's it.
Did you know that I know all about dragons and all about animals?
It's story time.
Chapter 21, A Revelation to Settle in Missouri. Joseph Smith had moved from New York to Kirkland, Ohio. He asked the saints who were still living in New York to move to Ohio, and they obeyed him. Jesus told Joseph that the saints in Ohio should share their land with the saints from New York. Lehman Copley had a lot of land, and he promised to share it. Some of the saints from New York moved on to the land. But Lehman Copley didn't keep his promise. He decided he didn't want the saints from New York to have his land. He made them move, and they had nowhere else to live. Newell Knight was the leader of this group of saints. He didn't know what to do, so he went to ask Joseph Smith for help. Joseph prayed, and the Lord told him that this group of saints should go to Missouri. Before the saints left, a conference was held. It lasted 3 days. The Lord gave some important revelations to Joseph Smith. The Lord told Joseph to ordain the first high priest in the church. High priests have the Melchizedek priesthood. Many leaders of the church were ordained high priests. The Lord said some of the men should go on missions to Missouri. They were to preach the gospel on the way. When the conference was over, the missionaries left for Missouri. The Lord told Joseph that the next conference of the church would be held in Missouri. He told Joseph and his friends to go there. Jesus promised to show them where to build the city of Zion. Chapter 22. The saints begin to settle in Missouri. The prophet Joseph Smith, Sidney Reagan, Edward Partridge, and others went to Missouri. They were very happy to go because they wanted to learn more about building the city of Zion. They went part of the way in a boat. When they got to Missouri, Joseph wanted to walk. He knew the land of Missouri was sacred and he wanted to see it. Joseph and his friends walked about 300 miles across Missouri to Jackson County. A few days after Joseph and his friends arrived in Jackson County, the saints from New York arrived there. The missionaries from Kirkland also arrived in Jackson County. Joseph Smith and Bishop Edward Partridge told the people what to do. Some were to buy land in Missouri. Oliver Cowdery and William W. Phelps were to start schools. They were also to choose and write books for children to read in school. Joseph wanted to know where the city of Zion should be built. He prayed to Heavenly Father, and his prayer was answered. The Lord revealed that the city of Zion would be located in Jackson County, Missouri. He also revealed that a temple would be built in Independence, a town in Jackson County. The Lord also promised that those who keep his commandments and endure trials faithfully will be crowned with glory. The Lord told the saints in Missouri that they should obey the laws of the land. They should do many good things without being told. The Lord also promised that when people repent, he will no longer remember their sins. The Lord said that Sidney Rigdon should dedicate the land. Sidney Rigdon asked the saints if they received the land with thankful hearts and if they promised to keep the commandments. "We do," they answered. Then Sidney Rigdon prayed and dedicated the land. The next day, Joseph Smith, Oliver Cowdery, Sidney Rigdon, and other leaders held a meeting at a special place in Independence. They read the scriptures and prayed. Then Joseph Smith dedicated the place for the building of a temple. The next day, all the saints in Missouri went to a conference. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they rejoiced. Joseph told them that God would bless them if they were faithful. A few days later, Jesus gave Joseph a revelation about the Sabbath day, or Sunday. Jesus said Sunday is his holy day. On Sunday, we should do things to help us remember him. We should rest from our work. We should go to church and take the sacrament. We should repent of our sins. We should fast and pray. We should be thankful for all of our blessings. Saints who do these things will have all the good things they need. They will be happy, they will have peace, and they will receive eternal life. Chapter 23, The Doctrine and Covenants. Joseph Smith and some of the saints left Missouri and went back to Kirkland, Ohio. Soon, a special conference was held. The purpose was to talk about printing the revelations the Lord had given to Joseph Smith. The revelations Joseph had received had been written down, but most church members did not have copies of them. In the conference, the saints decided to publish the revelations in a book. The book would be called the Book of Commandments. Later, it was called the Doctrine and Covenants. Jesus gave Joseph Smith two more revelations for the book. One was for the beginning and the other was for the end. These revelations help us understand the importance of the book and of the restored gospel. The Doctrine and Covenants tells everyone that the true church of Jesus Christ is on the earth again. The Doctrine and Covenants tells us about the priesthood. It also tells men how to use this power. The Doctrine and Covenants tells about the Book of Mormon. By reading the Book of Mormon, everyone can know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants teaches the saints to share. Those who share will be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Doctrine and Covenants teaches the commandments of God. Saints who obey these commandments can live with Heavenly Father and Jesus forever. Jesus said all the members of the church should read the Doctrine and Covenants. After the conference, Oliver Cowdery took copies of the revelations to Missouri. He gave them to William Phelps, a member of the church who had a printing press. Oliver asked Brother Phelps to print 3,000 copies. 3,000 books. Before the printing was finished, however, wicked men stopped the press and destroyed most of the pages. The Doctrine and Covenants was finally published in 1835. The saints thanked Heavenly Father for the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants. In these chapters, we are shown how obedient the members of the church were in Joseph Smith's time. The prophet asked them to move, and they did, right away. We also learned how we got to have the Doctrine and Covenants, and some of the things that we learn in it, like the true church is on the earth again. The Doctrine and Covenants also teaches us about the priesthood and the Book of Mormon. It also teaches us that we should share, and when we do, we can feel the Holy Ghost. This week, please make a special effort to share with those around you, and then you can feel the Holy Ghost, just like we learn in the Doctrine and Covenants.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.